Right. What's going on, everybody? My name is Ryan Perry, and I am one of the maintainers of Pyroscope, which is an open source continuous profiling library. And if you don't know what that is, you're in the right place, because today I'll be giving an introduction to continuous profiling. And if you do know what that is, you'll also find this talk useful, because I will also give a couple of demos of cases where continuous profiling has or could be used in order to debug performance issues, and kind of give more examples of why and how you can use continuous profiling in production. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing I want to say is that the continuous profiling landscape is pretty large at this point. There are a lot of continuous profilers out there, and it has kind of risen in prominence, I would say, over the last couple of years, due to the fact that people are now kind of starting to realize that you can do continuous profiling in production without causing too much overhead. And I'll explain more about that later. But basically here, I've listed a couple, definitely not all of them. But on the open source side, you have Pyroscope, obviously, Parca, Pixie, and all of those are open source profilers. Then on the enterprise side, you have companies like Splunk, Google Cloud, Datadog, who also have continuous profilers as well. And basically, if you take nothing else away from this talk, all of these have the same kind of output in general, but they have different ways of getting there. And so each one has its own quirks and pros and cons. And so if you take nothing else away from today, it's just that if you're not continuous profiling whatever your applications are, or using it in your applications rather, you should definitely look into it, because there's a reason why so many companies and projects have started to pop up doing this, because there actually is a lot of really practical use cases that can save a ton of time, that can save a bunch of money, sometimes can even make a bunch of money depending on what kind of company you're running. And so there's just a lot of use for continuous profiling. And so I'm going to next get into all of these profilers. As you can see, are using what are called flame graphs. And so let's get into what a flame graph is. Basically, over here on the right side, I have a picture from Julia Evans. Got it from her Twitter. And she's been working on profilers for a long time. And she also mentions Brendan Gregg in here. He's also one of the pioneers of using profiling, particularly flame graphs, to represent profiling data. And what that is that here you see that there is one function called main, and above it, there are two functions, alligator and panda. And basically what this is showing is that of the 100% of the time that main was running, alligator was running 60% of that time, and panda was running 40% of that time, and main called these two functions. Then alligator called byte, alligator also called teeth, and alligator called one other function. And so you can kind of see how this is sort of a visual representation of what a stack trace would otherwise represent. And you can see, if you were trying to optimize this function, you would probably start with alligator, because more of the time is being spent in this function. And so basically, the takeaway here is just that flame graphs show which parts of your code